I felt we were naive in some situations, and that's ultimately cost us a win today. But there's a lot of promise, a lot of good play, a lot of heart, a lot of spirit. Some very good football, created a lot of chances today as well. So not too downbeat. Ultimately, results do dictate your mood and how you feel about a situation. But you know, for us early in the season, I feel there's a lot of good promise there. There's a number of players and people working at new combinations, at new partnerships on the field. And you can see that, and there's a lot to base it on, and we have to just keep working hard as a group and make sure we stay level and keep improving, because you know, performance wise there's a lot there today, and you know, naive in some situations that we have to tidy up on, and some poor goals given away. But you know, after I felt quite a rocky first 15 minutes where you know we didn't quite look settled, I felt we came through that and played some very good football.
No question they went for it hard in the second half and fought very hard. The naive defending, to use that word that you've just used, of the first two goals, people are going to look at the rather young defensive line, an experienced defender has just gone, and so that's a sort of unfortunate set of circumstances, isn't it?
No, I understand that, and you know, when we say naive, we had a great break in the second half where, you know, Shay Ojo, who's shown fantastic promise since his coming, where we're in a 3v2 situation, and he's just got his head up and had a poor touch. You know, that was naive in that situation as well, with Lafonda and a phobia breaking. So, you know, there were certain situations in and around their box as well. I don't just mean defensively, where, you know, we're learning and we're improving and we're forming partnerships, not just defensively.
Benfica Phobe's just come back. You've been out and spoken very confidently and said that the team is very optimistic. There's great team spirit. You're seeing that as well, are you?
Well, there's a very good performance there today. Ultimately, we're disappointed with the result, but you know, we've dominated all the statistics there, and we've had the lion's share of the play. And you know, I would say that in the first half as well. After, you know, first 15 minutes, we really did have the most of the game, and we're very unlucky to go in at 2-0 behind. That was the case, and you know, we gave those particular goals away, which was disappointing. But we had the lion's share of both halves, I felt.
Is Kevin McDonald injured, Ken?
No, he's not. No, I decided to play only two of the three midfield players that I've been playing. I have played Edwards wide so far, and with the return to fitness of the likes of Wallace, Byrne coming into the group now, I went for two of the three midfield players and then genuine wide players. So the two that I chose today were Cody and Edwards, and McDonald wasn't selected.
Another big discussion has been about the goalkeepers and putting Martinez back in. To be fair, he had an excellent game, didn't he?
Yeah, he's a very good goalkeeper, and he showed it today. I was very pleased with him. That will give him a lot of confidence, and you know, I have confidence in the two of them to be able to do the job and keep working hard as they go forward. But yeah, you know, good game by Emi today. Probably his best in a Wolves shirt so far. Early days for him.